Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Maeve Duska, the Senior Vice President of Marketing for USA Technologies. Maeve, thanks for joining me today.
Hi there, Karen.
So we are going to talk about, over a series of podcasts, a number of things with respect to the unattended retail, remote retail space. It's a space that I find fascinating because it certainly evolved over the years, and technology and payments has really been a big part of that evolution. So we're going to dig into a bunch of verticals that are taking advantage of that phenomenon and the technologies that are a part of it. But let's look at the big picture first. Maeve, give us the overview of the landscape with respect to unattended or remote retail.
Sure, you got it. Yeah, the unattended retail market is really an exciting space to be in the middle of at the moment. I mean, when you think about it, it wasn't too long ago when vending, which is, you know, really one of the original unattended retail markets, when vending was being threatened by consumer demand for an in-store experience. So flash forward to today, and consumers are still looking for those one-on-one relationships, but they want them without having to actually interact with a human being. And I think a lot of this has to do with the ubiquity of smartphones. Everyone seems more comfortable interacting through a touchscreen than in person. Online sales certainly has pushed us in that direction as well. And what we're seeing is really sort of a convergence, I think, of the in-store experience looking to go towards unattended, and the unattended retailers like vending and kiosk looking to recreate more of a high-end in-store experience. So they're sort of meeting in the middle, but I think what we're seeing across the board is that we're certainly moving in a direction that is going to be, I think, predominantly unattended as we move forward.
Well, it is interesting because there are so many different use cases and verticals that are using the technology because of the reasons you mentioned. Smartphones give people a comfort with interacting in a non-human attended environment, but also payment cards. Now these machines accept payment cards, and obviously a number of them, thanks to you, also mobile payments, which we'll talk about in a minute. But where do you see some of the intersections, the exciting intersections? What verticals do you see really embracing the unattended retail concept?
Yeah, so when you think about it, big brands, even big brands that throughout the years have been known for their in-store consumer experience, take Starbucks, for example. Big brands like that, where they have consumers who are looking to get that same experience, but then also get in and out fast, so get that good or service quickly and be on their way. So it can be, coffee, it can be supermarket, it can be a convenience store, vending, of course, parking, all of these areas of your sort of, everyday payment chain that is looking for that quick in and out experience. Even those brands that have been well known for really pushing the envelope on the consumer experience in store is now integrating the unattended application. So Starbucks, you can order a coffee on your phone. You can go in, you can pick it up without ever talking to anybody. Look for your name on the cup with the Sharpie and be on your way, essentially. And so we're seeing that all over the place. We're seeing it in Wawa here in Pennsylvania, where USA Technologies is headquartered. We have Wawa convenience stores. You can order from a kiosk there, pick up your sandwich, pay, and be on your way. And we're also seeing those bigger brands look to move into unattended spaces. So if you walk through any airport today, you can see branded kiosks that are looking to bring their branded experience to unattended where consumers are. So again, it really is sort of a wide ocean of opportunity for both the brands who are looking to increase efficiencies, bring their brand where consumers are, and also obviously increase sales by giving more selling opportunities to folks, and then also the unattended people who are already in the space to really sort of leverage all of this consumer interaction that's happening out there in the unattended space and to use it to their advantage, because for the most part, they already have the really good locations that are out there. They just need to make sure that they're leveraging technology and giving consumers what they want, when they want it, and you know, how they want to pay for it.
Well, and I think that's an important point, because the ability to walk by a kiosk in an airport and buy a charger or a pair of headphones is possible because you can either tap with your mobile app or you can insert your card and spend the $25 or $35. It's pretty hard to stand there with dollar bills and feed them into that kind of a machine.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And so what we find is where the check average, historically where the check average has been higher, there is definitely a predominance of cashless payments that's happening. But I think what's interesting is over the last 5 or so years is we're seeing that threshold get lower and lower and lower as more and more consumers walking around with absolutely no cash in their pocket can't even buy a $1.50 soda unless they can use their credit card. And so, you know, we have many customers who 5-6 years ago were only putting cashless technology on really their best accounts, the best locations, you know, high foot traffic, already good sales. Now we're seeing our customers put the technology everywhere, because no matter where you go, there's a possibility that you have consumers walking by who just simply can't do business with you because you can't accept cashless payment. I mean, it seems so obvious, but yeah, it really is something that's sort of just taking on and has been taking off in the last few years for us.
Yeah, I can remember when the dollar bill insertion became a thing in these machines, and that was a big innovation, because now you can put the dollar bill in. Before, you had to stand there with quarters and dimes. That was painful. Let's talk about some of the challenges. It sounds like such a wonderful opportunity, and now there are many ways to consider embracing it. But what are a couple of the things that anyone thinking about this as a part of their retail mix should be thinking about?
Yeah, so, you know, if a company or brand is new to the unattended space and they're looking to do remote retail, really there's a few key things that they need to think about. Number one is location, and we talked about that before. The wonderful thing about people who have been in the unattended space for years now, like our friends in vending, is that they have a lot of these really great locations. So airports, college campuses, entertainment venues. For somebody looking to get into the unattended space new, location is always key. In addition to location, you also have to create awareness, because you don't have, it's a small, typically a small kiosk or a small footprint. And in addition to the people just walking by, you want to be able to pull people in. And then you also want to make sure that that machine is stocked. And there's some technology that can help with that. So from an awareness perspective, USA Technologies in the last few years actually put together a program called Premium Services. And we did this because we recognized that there was a need for folks who were in the unattended space who weren't used to reaching out to consumers from a marketing perspective, to create some awareness, to create pull-through and get people to know that this good or service is available and where they can find it and kind of pull them in. So we, for one, provide some support there. But marketing and awareness is really key, at least initially, until you make sure that people know that you're there. And then from a you know, an inventory perspective, we work with software providers that are out there that can help tell you right down to the specific SKU what product is in the machine, what's sold, what you have to fill the machine with. And so, you know, the possibility to be very efficient with what goes in the machine is there, but people really do need to invest in that technology if they're going to do it right. So the challenges are there, but the good news is, you know, technology has given us solutions for these things.
Maeve, are you seeing that now that there is the move to the cashless environment, that the products inside the machines can have a higher price point?
Yeah, so historically, that has been really a huge obstacle for folks in the unattended space. They were always worried about, you know, raising the price points, making sure that it was a number that could be supported by the dollars and cents in your pocket, because as soon as they moved to an odd number, then they had to worry about, you know, providing pennies for change, or people scraping through their wallets or pocketbooks in order to come up with the money. And we had seen in the past, just raising prices actually often resulted in a decrease in sales, not because people didn't want the product for that price, but because people were less likely to be able to pay for it given what they had in their pockets. So it does a few things, even for those folks that are on the low end of the price point. It allows them to get to a place where they're making a decent margin. I mean, in vending specifically, the margins have been eroding for years, and cashless technology helps to get those margins back into healthy territory without that drop off in sales. And for brands who are looking to put their products out there that may be a little higher end, like Starbucks does also have a self-service kiosk, they can now put out those products at higher price points and not even worry about taking cash in some instances, have it be totally cashless, because once you get to $3 and $5 and $10 and $20, people aren't pulling bills out of their pocket. They're definitely taking a card out to make that purchase. And so those price points can be supported. So you're absolutely right. I mean, payments, I think, has really been an enabler for these changes that we're seeing in the unattended market today.
So you talked about the, you know, location, the ability to engage and market to consumers, and then inventory being challenges or pain points. Does that suggest that there are certain types of retail technology environments or unattended retail technology environments that just can't accommodate the three things that are needed to have a very margin-friendly, robust, unattended retail environment?
Yeah, so, you know, what we're seeing in terms of location and product is, again, cashless payments is really enabling people to make a buck where maybe they were struggling to make a buck before. So locations where in the past, 5 years ago, 8 years ago, we might say, well, you know, that's a marginal location. You may not get the ROI on this. And we sort of steer people away from investing in the technology in a location where we weren't sure that they were going to get the money back. It's going everywhere now. And what we're showing in our knowledge base is, even on the lowest performing machines, adding cashless can help to pull that machine up. So interestingly, where we were using prior machine sales as sort of an indicator of future success when we added cashless, what we're finding is prior machine sales may have been indicative of the fact that there was no cashless payments there, and everybody in the location was walking out the door and going down the corner to the convenience store so they could use their debit card. So it really is no reflection. And so what we're doing with customers is we're putting it on 100% of their business, and we now have some really good data that supports putting it really anywhere you have a machine, and showing that that does help to make that machine more profitable, no matter what the machine sales were prior. So
it makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that's sort of the baseline. I mean, there's all kinds of exciting technology out there for unattended. There's now loyalty programs, interactive touch screens, ways to engage with the consumer. All of these things heighten the consumer experience, but without the ability to pay. Our studies show you probably have about 40% of consumers just walking by, and that's crazy, you know, just because they buy something from you.
Yeah, that's if 40% of the consumers that walked into a store walked out immediately after walking in, that would be a bad thing. But that's exactly what I'm saying. I think that would be a bad thing. Let's talk about the future a little bit. And boy, it's hard to even talk about 10 years, so maybe that's too far away. But 5 years, it seems like a manageable time frame. You've described so many different things that are available now for those brands that want to leverage retail technology to create these unattended retail experiences. Paint us a picture for what the future looks like in this category in 5 years.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, this convergence that we talked about, I think that's going to continue, and that we're going to see more and more unattended in-store, and that more and more typically in-store experiences will now transcend the unattended space. I think it's already been happening gradually over the 10 years, and then a little less gradually over the last five. But I do believe the next 5 years will bring with it a pretty dramatic turning point. I do think that it's going to be everywhere, and that's going to be expected. I do think it's supported by consumer trends and, you know, smartphone technology and online shopping. People just want what they want. They want it quickly. They don't want to have to talk to anybody. But they still want that relationship. So it does require people to raise the bar, make sure that they can accept any form of payment, including mobile payment, try to create some kind of relationship there. But you talked about the dollar bill validator. And our CEO, Steve Herbert, worked for Pepsi during the time when the dollar bill validator was really starting to take off. And he paints a picture that is pretty fascinating, and we think is going to be very similar to what we're going to see when this starts to take off. And that is, you know, dollar bill validators sort of limped along for a while. People thought people put them in the best locations first. They didn't put them in all of the locations. Then it became a little bit more expected. They were able to prove that there was a good ROI on it, that sales increased, that machine, statistics were improved. And then all of a sudden, and he says it really felt like it was overnight, but it just sort of all came together within a very short period of time. So short, he said, that folks who actually had dollar bill validators were selling out of devices almost overnight. It was just, it was the baseline. It became the baseline. And you had to have it on every machine. And I think we're headed there. I don't think we're there yet, but I think over the next 5 years, that acceleration is going to pick up. We're going to start to see the hockey stick. It is going to be expected by consumers. And then, you know, we'll wake up one day and say, wow, you know, it feels like it happened overnight. And I do think we're headed there, and I do think we're headed there in the next 5 years.
Wow, that's so do you think then that the ability to accommodate mobile payments like Apple Pay and Samsung Pay and Android Pay will be that same sort of wake up overnight and everyone has to have it kind of phenomenon as well?
Yeah, so we really think in unattended that that's been helping to push things along. I know that it hasn't taken off with consumers, but in our market, we're actually seeing a fair amount of usage come through. And depending on the demographic and the location, we are seeing higher than average usage of mobile payments come through. And, you know, it again, it's because it's convenience-driven. Also, potentially the demographic. Of course, we're seeing a lot of usage on college campuses, white collar, travel. So we do think that it's pushing it up. We also, you may have seen a study that we came out with, when we push mobile payments at our locations, we're actually driving machine sales up. So it kind of becomes a win-win. I mean, it's a win for, you know, the folks on the payment side. It's a win for us. It's a win for our customers and consumers. Upwards of a 26% increase in overall transactions at a machine where we did a study where we were actually rotating Apple Pay advertisements out. 22% increase in total revenue, 12% increase in average ticket. I mean, unbelievable results. And you know, I know you put out a recent study where you talked about some of the reasons why people aren't using their mobile wallets. And one of them was people just forget, right? Like they just don't think about it. It's not top of mind for them anymore. And so just putting it in front of their face at point of sale prompts them to say, okay, well, you know, I have this phone here. Maybe I'll give it a shot. When they do that, they're buying more expensive things. They're buying more often because it's easy. And then for folks like Apple and Google, they're then going out into the world and they're using it with confidence in other places. So I think that is definitely going to help that acceleration. Without a doubt.
Interesting. So unattended retail is the on-ramp for mobile payments adoption.
Karen, I think it is. I absolutely think it is. Yes.
Interesting. Well, Maeve, I could talk to you forever, but we'll wrap now because there are other podcasts that we'll dive more deeply into some of the topics that we touched on. But it's a fascinating space and one in which I think we can see very clearly the impact of technology and clearly the role of payments in driving the evolution of this space in a very, very positive way. Maeve, thanks very, very much for your insights today. It was a real pleasure.
Thank you so much for the time, Karen. I enjoyed it.